We caught back up with Megan today, who was planning on relocating to London for her boyfriend and found out how that went.
Yeah, boy, I was expecting a zig on that, and it definitely zagged.
Yes.
Also, we had an interesting chitter chat about the taking along something on a vacation, or I guess they found something in before they went on vacation.
Right.
Mike Bryant will be able to explain it all.
And we also had a, maybe it's just me, that was a complete dud that I honestly thought was going to be interesting.
And speaking of duds, man, I can't believe we didn't score high on Trash Flash too.
I know. What was going on today?
Points
man?
Of the points.
That's right. We'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
Kelly and Wood.
It is time for Wood's Big List.
Yes, sir.
And what are we doing today?
Very simple. What are the most unmanly things you can do?
All right. I'm going to put this caller on hold real quick. We'll get to you in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And how Wood's Big List is, you just call and text and you let us know what things can we put on this list.
Now, this started in my mind because when we flew out to Vegas, when we landed, there was a grown man who clapped. And I had to turn to my son and say, hey, no.
We
do not do that. I don't care. Unless we are landed on like one wheel in water.
Right.
And we were going to die.
It's Captain Sully at the wheel.
It is not okay to clap when you land.
All right. That's a good one.
Other people texting stuff in. I actually really like this one. Bridget, I think you get the, you understand. A mani-pedi. Or any sort of waxing.
Boy, I used to get my eyebrows waxed.
That one works.
I miss it, though. Like, they always look so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so formed. I always look surprised. Okay, Amy's texting in, man buns.
Hey.
That's an unman.
Now, my son's man bun area, because he's letting his hair grow out again. It's nice just to get the hair out of his face.
But you can't, I just admitted to getting my eyebrows waxed, and I'm willing to admit that that was unmanly. You can't say it's unmanly just because your son's doing it.
It's a fair point. How about James? I love it, but I cannot order a strawberry lemonade when I'm out.
Oh, yeah. Especially when it comes with fruit in it.
that's a no. Speaking of the food one, how about this one from Cindy? She says, blowing on your food.
Really?
To cool it off.
I can't cool off my food?
No.
What do you do? Just eat it hot and burn your tongue?
Come on,
and
man.
And then not taste anything from then on out?
You cannot order food. Also, in that same one, saying, after drinking a hot beverage.
How about blowing on a hot beverage? That would probably fall in the same thing, wouldn't it?
That's unmanly.
That is unmanly.
Putting together the most unmanly list of things you can do. I think other people, Chris, coming after Kelly Jordan. Drinking hard seltzer.
What? Here, can I tell you something?
Here we go.
You know what bugs me about that? There is more alcohol in hard seltzer than there is in a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it unmanly? Why? Why, Sway? I'm just saying, there's more alcohol in that. If anything, I'm more manly.
You know what?
I'm getting drunk faster.
This is absolutely the number one on my list. Eric texted this one in. Telling another guy bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's bad.
I don't care if it's in text, in person, whatever. You cannot say bye-bye.
I like Carrie's here. Again, the number to text in, 320-656-9453. We'll take your phone calls, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's big list? What are the least manly things you can do? Carrie said, a man who loves reality TV like the Kardashians or The Bachelor.
Another texter, Andrea, sent in watching hospital dramas.
Oh, boy, yeah. I used to like those, though. When ER was hot, man, I loved that show. House, I loved House.
It's amazing how many of these you're just like, oh, yeah, I do that one. Other ones, how about catching food in your mouth when it's thrown to you?
No, there is nothing more masculine than that.
No.
Kevin said crying. You know what? I'll own up to that.
Yeah.
I'm a crier. I am a bad, bad crier. And I know it's unmanly.
Okay.
Boy, I'm checking off all the boxes here, aren't I?
Lisa, taking a bubble bath.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's not good for anybody.
Relaxing, but not manly.
Other ones. How about some ones for the pool? These are actually good ones here from Cindy. She texted in, walking down the stairs into a pool. And also, plugging your nose when you're jumping in a pool.
Excuse me.
Oh, watch out now.
That's so funny. I didn't even think of that.
What about this one? I've got a coworker who calls Starbucks Starbies.
Oh, yuck.
And also having any order at Starbucks more than two words. Unmanly.
How about calling Target Tarjay? Is that unmanly?
That's French.
Oh, okay.
But I think you're not wrong there. Licking the cream off an Oreo from Nikki. That's not good either. How about this? Slowing down at yellow lights. Cosign.
Yeah. I'll agree with you on that.
You got a full send on that one. Chris says, absolutely, separate shampoo and conditioner bottles. It comes all in one.
Put it in one.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I will even say using conditioner. I think using conditioner is on. I don't use conditioner. Of course, I don't have much hair left.
Yeah.
Not much to condition. The less rubbing, the better.
I haven't bought a bottle of shampoo in nigh on 20 years, so I can't take one side or the other. How about some driving tips here from Anderson? He says, using a steering wheel cover or driving with two hands. Both unmanly. I
can't. How about this one falls under your court? Someone texted in being afraid of bugs.
Hey, now watch yourself. I got a reason for that.
I'll admit, there's bugs. There's a lot. If I hear like a, you know, I don't care what it is. I'm bobbing and weaving.
One time I walked out for work to go to work, and I walked straight into a spider web.
Yeah.
Turned on my heel, went right back inside, changed clothes, took a shower.
It's Kelly and Wood in the morning.
And we are constructing Wood's big list this morning, 320-656-9453. We're asking you, what is something that is totally unmanly?
And of course, you know, there's a lot of serious ones out there, which we all agree on, you know,
right.
You know, sticking around for the kids and things like that.
We're looking for the funny ones here.
Right.
We got Skip on the phone with us right now. What do you think?
You do not put a little umbrella in my margarita or pina colada or whatever the heck I had. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Do not put an umbrella in my drink.
Yeah.
I'll say there's a caveat there. If you're on an island, I think it's okay.
Well, how about just too much fruit in a drink? Like just tons, like a fruit salad hanging off the side of it.
I enjoy fruit, though.
That feels, but you don't enjoy the drink.
Oh. All right.
No fruit salad, buddy. No, nothing.
All right, thank you, Skip. We appreciate the call, man. 320-656-9453.
On the drinking ones, I will definitely acquiesce to you on this. Right. How about this one? Christy texts in a couple good ones here. She says, any sort of twirling?
Yep. Twirling as in like dancing?
Sure. That's on the list. Also saying, whoops-a-daisy. That's on there, too. Tammy says, holding in a sneeze? Yes. Yeah, no, you got to let that thing sing. Rose, how dare you? Being afraid of spiders and making your wife kill them.
Hey, that's...
My wife and I have a deal.
You can't be offended when one land, like seven of these have landed on me.
My wife kills the spiders. I handle burglars, ghosts, and ninjas.
Right.
We haven't suffered a single attack from any of those.
Speaking of another one that I do, Leroy says crossing your legs like a lady. Let me say something, though, on this. When I lost all my weight, it was my butt was so bony. Mm-hmm. I almost had to do that so I could kind of sit on the side of my butt cheek to give myself a little cushion. So, Leroy, I will say that I disagree with crossing your legs like that.
I'm only on that one, Leroy.
That's eight that have fallen on me now.
How about this one? Doing any sort of video call with another guy.
Yeah.
That's on there.
These are great,
you
man.
Can go ahead and call anybody. How about this? Waiting to cross a street with no traffic.
Why not? Wait, what?
Waiting to, like, if you're walking as a pedestrian.
Yeah.
If you're waiting to cross a street and there's no traffic.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You're waiting on the light.
I was like, I'm going to wait till the cars stop at least. That's not.
Full on send. This one, stopping to tie your shoe.
I don't get that.
Well, you just kind of pull over to the side. You kind of just try to do it on the move.
Oh,
you
don't
break all the way down, go to the ground.
Take a knee.
This one's a very interesting one. This one from Charlotte. She says, using a GPS. Don't use it for anything. I don't care if we've never been there before. We used to be explorers.
Nothing wrong with that one.
How about using an umbrella, even if it's raining? Hunch up your shoulders and go.
I don't even own an umbrella.
Really?
Never owned one. I'd like to one day.
They're nice.
It would be something sweet. How about this one? I think this is the first time texter. Long fingernails.
Ooh, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It drives me. I have to have my fingernails short. Andrew says using a coupon when you're out with a lady.
Oh, jeez.
That's not good.
What, at a restaurant?
Emma says any guy who buys a candle for themselves.
Ooh, make that nine. There is a candle that Bed Bath & Beyond has. Oh, wait, no, what is it called? Bath & Body Works.
Yeah.
It is the best smelling candle in the world. I bought like seven of them just because I never wanted to run out. Yeah, it works.
It smells good. Oh, smelling good isn't manly now.
Doing any sort of TikTok dance coming in from Cindy. Posting any pictures of food not off of a grill from Chris.
There you go.
Co-sign that one.
How about not using a grill? I feel like not using a grill isn't manly.
Okay.
Yeah, avoiding using a grill.
Not knowing how to use a grill.
There you go. That's phrasing it better.
How about this? How about talking on the phone while laying on your stomach?
Twirling your legs?
Oh, tell me.
Oh, how about this one? Can't back up a trailer.
Yes. A couple people are saying that.
My trailer backing up skills have sharpened greatly, so I will take that win.
Char says, waving by bending your fingers at the knuckles. That's not good for anybody.
We both did that, too.
How about this one? Sending a good morning text to another guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good. And reminding other guys about your upcoming birthday.
Oh, gosh.
That's not good at all.
I hope I don't do that.
No.
I try not to.
I don't think so.
If I ever have.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it for the texters?
I think that's most of them here.
All right. We got someone sitting on hold. What do you think?
Well, I'm married to a little bit of a wing nut, so... He's somebody who, for Halloween, ordered a pair of high heels, shaved his legs, and then put on a dress and walked around in his high heels.
Okay.
Did he do this in June or on Halloween?
Well, this was for Halloween, but he got awfully excited for the 2 weeks ahead of time about his high heels.
Now, is that the only time he's... Because I will say that men shaving your legs is unmanly.
Yes.
It's pretty hard to do.
Is that the only time he's ever done that?
Well, I mean, a couple years in a row, he's dressed up as a woman, and, you know.
Now we're getting to the bottom of it.
Hey, good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Thanks for the call this morning.
All right, bye.
Two late texts rolling in here. Brooklyn says, how about the man letting the wife or girlfriend text or pump gas while he sits in the car? That's a bad one.
That's a punk move right there.
And Logan, this may be my number one. Bye-bye is pretty tough to beat. Following instructions.
Kelly and Wood.
I found something in my new buy.
That's what we have up today in Better Call Bryant, as we are joined by Mike Bryant from the law offices of Bradshaw and Bryant.
This comes from a very nice listener, so I'll keep all names out of it. It says, I bought an old suitcase at a garage sale. When I got it home, I found what I think is an illegal substance in one of these small zipper pockets. I am now very worried about this because, obviously, with traveling and things like that, if a drug dog would sniff out my suitcase, can I be arrested? By the way, I flushed what I found, but I'm worried that this could still land me in hot water if found out.
Yeah. You know, how much you spend for the suitcase? I might just take that as a loss and get rid of the whole damn thing. Theoretically, I don't know about, you know, if bleach will clean it or I don't know what the substance is, so I don't know what your options are as far as cleaning it goes. My doubt is I mean, if you find a suitcase with that in it, who knows what else has been in it? So it's like, you know, it's like people who red light beds, you know? I mean, it's like, you know, just look at it. Well, yay, you know, just, I think I would just extradite myself for the whole deal.
And so just throw the whole thing away.
Get rid of it and get another suitcase.
Now, I think it does bring up an interesting question. If, like, let's say you are traveling and a drug dog does, I don't know what the word is, like alert or whatever on you, but you don't have anything. Is that still put you in any sort of, like, trouble?
Well, if the drug dog's alert, that means there's something there.
Okay.
And I don't think that it would just be residue. There'd be something there. So I think it'd be complicated enough, and you're going to end up going through a whole bunch of searches, even if they do let you go and don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something there.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It makes me nervous about flying. Like, I always think something's going to happen with the drug. Even though I don't even do drugs, I don't have any drugs on me.
Yeah.
I'm always worried something's going to happen with the drug dog. I don't know why.
I got other worries in life. So, you know,
my life is smooth. I'm like, that stupid drug dog.
Well, I don't like the hand wipe thing.
Right, when they're looking for gunpowder. Well,
I always have to go through, like, the stand-up one at TSA because I have a metal knee. I can't go through the metal. So I go through that, and every time I'm alerted that it looks like I have something in my pockets.
Right.
So they have to, like, wipe down my hands every time. And I'm always like, look, I don't have anything on me. I'm not stupid enough to travel with this kind of things or whatever. And I'm always like, well, what if that came back? But I have nothing on me.
It probably won't, though. The odds are good. I mean, but if it does, then you can give me a call.
Right. My brother's like, I have no idea who that is. Click.
Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Yeah, from Pulp Fiction. Wrong number. Wrong number.
Well, now we know. Now you know you're with us through thick and thin, Mike. Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, we'll get to the bottom of another one next week in Better Call Bryant when we are joined by Mike Bryant from the law offices of Bradshaw and Bryant.
But there we go. Making you feel better about yourself every morning.
It's time to get trashy with Kelly and Wood.
It sure is. Will now give us a story with some trashy elements to it. We'll give it a trashy score and put it on the trashy scale in the trash flash.
We're headed to
Florida.
No, Ohio, my friend.
O-H-I-O. Trash.
And that's where we have 46-year-old John Bansley. Now, the trouble starts when he buys a sixer at his gas station.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, he didn't want to leave the gas station. He started cracking beers and cracking stores.
Drink them on site.
That's when the employee says, dude, can you leave? Nah, man, I got a six-pack of beer. I got nowhere to be. So the employee called 911, and when authorities arrived, they said, all right, we'll go ahead and take them. They took John and his now five beers.
Oh, man, he's getting it on.
But didn't take him to jail. Instead, they said, we're going to take you home. Where do you want to go?
That's nice.
He said, take me to my ex-wife's house. Okay. Well, sure enough, the ex-wife said, I'll take him. Brought him inside the house, but wouldn't give him back his beer.
So the last one. That's the best one.
No, he has five left.
Oh, he had five. I thought he was five deep.
Bansley said, give me my beer, woman, or I'm going to call 911. She said, do it. And sure enough, he did. He picked up the phone and called 911 and told authorities, hey, you need to send cops back out here because she won't give me the rest of my beer.
I'm thirsty.
Well, as the 911 operator started, coordinating an effort to bring officers to the situation, that's when Bansley decided, let's shoot your shot. He said, hey, you sound pretty. Do you got a personal phone number I could call you on? Well, believe it or not, the 911 operator was not convinced that this was true love and said, no, I'm not going to be able to do that. But you're going to have to talk to some police officers soon. Bansley would not hang up. He kept saying, come on, you sound pretty, girl.
That's not against the law, is it?
Yeah, it is. Oh. It's misuse of the 911 system. And when authorities showed up, Bansley, well, he was still pretty lippy about his missing beer. He also asked the officers if they knew who the 911 operator was and if they could call her and let her know that he's still interested. Well, sure enough, they said, all right, enough of this. They went ahead and took him to jail for just a few charges. And he said, hey, no problem. I'm going to plead no contest to all of this. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, 25 of them, though, suspended. So he's already out.
All right. Them beers were still cold by the time he got out.
Yeah, baby.
All right. I'm going to start this one out at drinking a sixer at the gas station.
Come on.
That's trashy, man. At least go around the corner or something.
Yeah, get that brown bag.
Go to the park.
Come on.
Something. All right, I'll give that 175 points right out the gate. Telling police take me to my ex-wife's house. That's not trashy.
I don't think so.
How about her holding his beers, though, and not giving him his beers?
Hey.
Calling 911 over that. There we go. I would get there sooner or later. I'll give that 150 points. Hitting on the 911 operator.
Love is love.
That's trashy, though.
Okay.
That's trashy. She is a professional.
And she's got a lot of things. She's got balls in the air.
I'm going to give her I'm gonna give her 200 points on that one.
All right.
Or him 200 points on that one.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested. That's 75.
Yeah.
What else do we got on this one?
I think that may be
Boy, this is a low score. I did something wrong here because we never have scores this low.
Oh.
I missed something, and I apologize for that, Wood. But I do have a score for you.
Come on now.
Today. Our man drinking beer at the gas station earns himself an okay 600 points.
Trashy.
Kelly and Wood's Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Richville, Minnesota, population 77.
And of course, a little shout out to the Rockin' Horse Cafe and Wild Stallion Lounge. They want to let you know they're running a lot of breakfast specials this morning, so stop on in if you're hungry.
Who knows, you might run into Mayor Terry Lee there, and that's why Richville, Minnesota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute with Kelly and Wood in the morning.
Kelly and Wood.
When we talked to Megan a little bit over a week ago, she was planning on relocating to London with her boyfriend for a job he had got. He just recently graduated college. She hadn't told her parents yet, hadn't told him yet.
In London, England. Yes.
Not New London Spicer area.
Across the pond.
Right. Okay, so we got Megan back on the phone with us now. Megan, how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
No accent yet, so that's a good sign.
What? So what happened since we talked last? Did you tell everyone? All right, we'll see you in the funny papers.
I guess my boyfriend and I, we just talked about it like a little more seriously. And, you know, it's like he's going through like a big life change, like moving and graduating and all of that. So he's going to still go. And also, like, because I am in school, like, and it's going to take a little bit of time to, like, you know, figure out what I would do there and stuff. So we're going to do the long distance thing for a bit. And and then, like, maybe in the future, it's not going to happen. It's not as quick as I thought. You know, he wants to get, like, settled and kind of, like, build a community and stuff for a minute. And so it's just probably best for now for him to just go, and then, you know, we'll see how, and he might not even like it there. So like for me, yeah, through my whole life. And then if he's only there for 6 months or something,
a young guy making a ton of money single in London, I bet he's going to hate it over there.
Hold on a second. Don't do that to Megan.
I'm not doing that to Megan. I'm just saying, like, what was his reaction when you told him? Cause we're hearing what he said, but how was it said?
Well, I guess because I had kind of like been like, oh my God, I want to go. And he thought it was just like, I just said it excited. And then, we were having dinner and, I was like, well, when I move, and I was talking about like things, schools I was looking into, and he kind of like got quiet. And then he was like, oh, you meant it. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. And then, so he was just kind of like, well, I don't know that that's like the best idea, because it's just so new, you know.
Okay. I will say this. I don't think he's wrong. Like, I think a year into a relationship and moving to a new country for somebody.
Here we go.
I'm just saying, I think that's a bit of a stretch for a one-year-old relationship. But a long-distance relationship with him in London and you here, come on.
Why are you doing this to poor Meg?
I'm not doing anything, man. Some people need the voice of reason. Maybe Megan doesn't have an older brother to tell her these kind of things.
Because here's the deal. Honestly, Meg, my wife moved up with me when we were dating. We've been dating like 9 months.
That was from Atlanta to Minnesota.
Right.
This is to London.
I mean, granted, it's a much bigger step. I'm not arguing that. And honestly, I don't know if this is even a bad thing. Just for the fact of, because you guys don't live together, right? I mean, you lived on campus.
Yeah, we don't live together. But, I could still go to, like, London, and if I'm in school, I could, like, find my own place to, you know.
Yeah, and if you did online classes, maybe you could go hang out with them for 2 weeks. You know, you could kind of dip your toe. Now, you were, when we originally talked, you were worried about telling your parents. Did you even get to the point of telling your parents or no?
Well, I told my parents about the job he got, and they kind of, I don't know, they weren't like as excited as, like, they were kind of like, he's going away. They, you know, and they like him and stuff. Like, he, you know, he came to Thanksgiving and Christmas. So like, but I think they just were kind of like, oh. And, you know, and I said, like, yeah, like, well, and I didn't say I was going to move there. I was like, yeah, I'm, like, excited to visit because I've never been. And I don't know, they didn't really seem to, like, be enthusiastic.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't be either if my daughter was about to move.
Yeah, as a dad, yeah, I can see
it. Yeah, like, there's no way I could be excited about that. But this may turn out to be a good thing. You sound kind of down in the dumps about it right now, and I get that. But this may actually be the best thing that ever happened to you. Because imagine had you gone over there and then found out that he didn't want you to be there.
That'd been tough.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe I would go over there and we didn't work out. But, like, you know, I marry a prince or something. I don't know.
Well, they're all running around.
Always looking on the bright side.
And they do love Americans, I guess, so.
Yeah, and I like definitely got caught up in like the excitement. Although I probably will visit.
I'd definitely get a visit out of it, for sure. Yeah.
Make him pay, though. He's got that good paying job. Well, Megan, thank you so much for letting us be a part of this. And I know it kind of stings right now, but I think you'll be all right just given a little bit of time, all right?
I appreciate that. At least now I don't have to work on getting a British accent.
Right.
It was a lot harder. It's a lot harder to have a British accent than I thought it would be.
Kelly and Wood.
It is now time to play Minute to Win It, where Wood will give us a topic. And we'll all try and come up with things in that topic. The last one to get theirs out before the buzzer hits wins.
Yes, sir.
Brian Riley now joins us on the microphone. What are we doing today for Minute to Win It, Wood?
Now, I had someone message us on the Kelly and Wood Facebook page that said we don't do enough musical ones.
And I'll agree with that.
Okay. So this one's going to touch our musical knowledge. I want lead singers of bands.
Okay.
So like you couldn't pick Luke Combs.
Arcane Brown wouldn't. So solo artists wouldn't be. Okay.
Right. Got to be a band.
Boy, I'm trying to think of like any. I guess you got Brothers Osborne, Old Dominion.
Right, and it can be rock too. It doesn't have to be just country.
Okay.
So, you know.
Oh boy.
I wasn't in the band era. I was in boy band.
That's true too.
Era.
Well, you know.
But you are aware that they exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you do have some names, I'm sure, in the holster.
Oh yeah.
All right. Who's ready?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Here we go. Minute to Win It. Lead singers, go.
I'll get us started. Bon Jovi.
Vince Neil.
Dang.
Bret Michaels.
Yeah, that's one.
There you go. Bono.
Yeah, he is.
Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger.
Oh, there you go. That's a good. See, you're doing it. Phil Collins.
Yeah. From the drummer spot.
Yeah, man.
Paul McCartney count?
I mean, all the Beatles sing. Yeah. So we'll get to, you can say we'll John Lennon, too.
John Lennon. Mm-hmm. Paul McCartney.
How about Stevie Nicks?
That'll work.
It's a deep cut.
Bob Seger.
Yep, he works. James Hetfield.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Rod Stewart. Did someone say Rod Stewart?
Yeah, but he's not really a band, but you know.
Steven Tyler.
Yes, that'll count.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I've got one. I think I got one left here on my
list. You got one in the whole. Oh, here we go. Sammy Hagar.
Could you count Prince? I know one of you guys is holding on to Prince.
No, he was Prince. He wasn't in a. I wouldn't count him a lead singer. Eddie Vedder.
Eric Clapton.
Freddie Mercury. Did I get it?
I think Freddie Mercury went over the buzzer.
No!
I definitely went over the buzzer.
I don't think.
Say?
Serge Tankian.
Who the hell is that?
The hell? System of a Down.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's between me and Wood. And I know that Brian Riley went over the buzzer. It's between me and you, Wood.
We'll have to go back and listen because I thought Freddie Mercury went over the buzzer.
It very well could have. I'm not claiming victory yet. I will have to go to the judges on this. I wish we had instant replay on this.
Yeah. Let's give it to Kelly. He needs this.
How about we'll give it to Kelly pending review?
I'm gonna with an ass. I'm gonna start recording it on this machine over here. Mm-hmm. That way we would have instant replay.
There you go.
That's what we have to do now. That's because it's never clear.
Yeah. We've been doing this for 2 months and now we're coming up with a way to come up with instant replay.
Well, it's never been close before.
Right. Well, yeah, if I'm going to have a chance at winning, I'm going to do everything it takes to get that win.
We've sucked so long.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does.
And I mean no one.
It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
Now, I was a little bit misleading when I said the number has been around since the 1980s, but it does have music on it from the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
This is the number right here. We're going to dial it up right now. Trust me, this will be worth it when we get to the end.
Okay.
Brian Riley, you're going to want to hear this too.
Welcome to Colin Oates, your emergency Hall and Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1. To hear Rich Girl, please press 2.
I like Rich Girl.
To hear
you're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway.
This is the Colin Oates hotline, so... No, so... Ooh, let me get that. Anyway, this started from a guy, his name was Michael Selvage. And he's a huge Hall & Oates fan, and he was tasked with making an app back in 2011, or making like a phone app back in 2011.
Okay.
So he bought he bought the number for like a dollar, right? And it's got like the word Oates in the, you know, it spells out Oates in the phone number.
Okay.
And he was like, I just started it. He's like, it cost me nothing to maintain this phone number. So what is it? 12 years later, the Colin Oates hotline is still active. So if you ever want to, if you ever want to call in here, you know, it has, I don't know how many options it has for songs on there.
Mm-hmm. But well, we lasted two.
Right. We got, well, I didn't want to let it go on forever.
True.
But the Colin Oates hotline, he said, I realize that it's super cheesy, but I'm also a big fan of their music. So if you ever want to hear a Colin Oates song and you don't have anything else available. Yeah,
literally any other internet at your fingertips.
Your phone has 9 different options right on the home screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was funny that this dude made this. And he said, every so often, it'll go viral again on social media. And he'll see the numbers just tick way up on people who are calling it. Like every 3 or 4 years, he'll see it like skyrocket in numbers.
So he makes no money from this?
Nope.
Does Hall & Oates make any money from it?
Nope.
I can't imagine.
It's just out. It's just dangling. It's just a dangling participle out there.
Okay.
What's the number?
It's a 171. Well, no one's going to remember this.
Mm. Well, you told me I should. I want to get it written down.
It's 1-719-266-2837, which spells out 719-26-OATS. Boy, I didn't bring it, did I? A whole week off I had to, and I was so excited when I got this one, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man, they're going to love this one.
When you came up with this and you found this, what was your first thought about bringing it to the table?
I was like, well, this is a funny one because this number is just out there and exists, and I do find it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you didn't hear the start of this segment where it says Kelly finds things interesting that nobody else does.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let's get out of this quick. Boy, I'll have a better one tomorrow. I don't know how it could possibly get worse. I really thought that this, I thought you guys would get a kick out of this, and not at all. But
that's pretty awesome back in like 1996 when I needed some Hall & Oates.
The cool thing is, there's always another day to try again, Wood.
It's true.
The sun will come up tomorrow, and I'll see what I can do. But if you didn't find this one interesting, I don't care, man. Doesn't faze me at all. I'm still going to keep on strutting. Because sometimes with these facts, I know it's just me and...
Kelly and Wood.
Welcome to our bonus track. It's our first break of the morning. We hear about Wood traveling to Las Vegas.
Sí.
And then getting into it, almost causing an international incident.
And you did a little fishing.
That's right.
Fish on.
I guess you could call it that.
Not on.
It was just kind of a recap of what was going on. I'm sure we talked about something interesting, but it was our first break of the morning, and we tack it on the end of the podcast as a bonus track.
Kelly and Wood.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, God.
I wasn't in Vegas last week. I'm still sharp.
Come on.
Are you coming back positive or negative?
You don't want to share?
Look,
first of all, what are you, the government?
No.
Second of all.
Just give me a hand sign like this or like this.
It was possibly the worst gamble. It wasn't a gambling trip.
Right.
But I literally, if I would have bet on the sun to come up, we would have had the first day in darkness in human history the next day.
Well, the house always wins, Wood. I don't know much about gambling, but I know that for sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There have been times where I've left, you know, a little maybe on the south versus north. I usually do okay. This was one of those trips. I literally, my wife had to take all my cards from me. She said, hey, you're done. You're done. But that's okay. You know what? That's fine.
Well,
that's
fine. I am happy to have you back, sir. It was a weird week last week.
To be quite honest with you, if I didn't let Vegas win every now and then, they'd kick me out.
Right.
They have pictures of me on every door.
That's, and now with facial recognition technology, they know right when you walk into the casino.
Exactly.
Well, should we get back on this horse?
I think.
I forgot to write a rap, so I'm going to have to go. See, I'm out of practice a little bit. I'm going to have to go right from the dome today.
Mother of God.
Let's go.
Hey, with no warm-up?
It was right from the dome, my friend.
And man alive, do we have a week in front of us.
Oh, it's a hot one. I got a friend visiting from out of town. I'm like, dude, I'm not even going to be able to see you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Why don't you actually bring him into work? We'll put him in
help,
for a shift.
Yeah, we could definitely use some help.
Because, let's see. All right, so like today we've got like a normal day. Tomorrow, normal-ish day. Wednesday, we have our big company golf outing where we bring a bunch of sponsors out.
Yep.
We got to do that. I have a remote on Thursday, I believe.
Then we got Winstock.
And then, Friday and Saturday are all day Winstock days.
Well, today I got to drive all the way to Edina for a Livia photo shoot. Oh, I mean,
I was wondering why you're looking all dapper over there.
Let's not get too excited.
Now, do they give you a t-shirt to wear? Or are you just supposed to wear your own?
No, I got some dress clothes in the car.
Oh, class.
The funny thing is they're like, wear your favorite golf shirt or whatever. I'm like,
golf. A t-shirt that just says golf on it.
Golf
Mexico.
Hello.
I've been to the Gulf.
Gulf.
But they were, no, so Livia, if you don't know, I lost 40 pounds with Livia weight control centers. Mm-hmm. And they asked if I would come do a photo shoot for like advertising materials, hey. Which I hate. I hate having my picture taken. Mm. I hate the way I look. I hate the way I just hate it. But I love Livia. So I was like, you know what? I'll put all my own shortcomings aside.
That's fine.
Absolutely. Let's do this.
Well, good for you.
Yes. Yeah, so I got that today. Wednesday golf outing. Winstock this weekend. This week is a bust.
You know, but hey, honest to God, is better than digging ditches.
You said it, brother. Right. We shouldn't even. It's just busy. It's not hard. It's just busy.
Right. And honestly, you know, as I was on vacation this past week, I kept thinking, man, it's just going to be good to get back into work and get back into my normal routine of things. Because honestly, to kind of take you behind the curtain a little bit.
Yes.
We were going to try to set up a studio-ish type thing in Las Vegas.
Right.
Couldn't get it done because of the hockey. Like, we had a place to broadcast from as long as the Golden Knights weren't playing, because ESPN uses those studios for their radio broadcast of the Stanley Cup Finals. Well, as you can tell, Vegas Knights still going. We got booted. Well, then I looked at a couple other places. We just couldn't make it happen.
Right, because we were just going to keep the show going. But
yeah, because honestly, like, people saw, you know, I put up like a picture of me. I went to the Stanley Cup Finals, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But I put up, you know, that was like a business trip for me, because I had to get like my parents situated with handicap stuff.
Yeah.
My parents got a full-on equipped handicap vehicle.
Okay.
Which, I'm not going to lie to you.
Pretty sweet.
It's insane. Like, this used to belong to a veteran who lost his legs.
Okay.
And the amount of technology to literally, like, you press a button, these things folds down, you drive up, you turn, like, the wheelchair locks in.
Yeah.
Like, that is like a chair in the car.
Okay.
Kids loved riding in it.
I bet.
I mean, it was wild.
I bet it was plush. Like, I bet it was nice.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain parts that are nice, but then it kind of has to, like, strip down to, like, the frame so you can, like, lock in and stuff. But it's the kids more liked having a ramp.
Yeah.
Like pulling up, pressing a button, and walking out as if they are royalty. But I will say this.
Yes.
I got into it with a group of people.
Yes.
Who, there was a language barrier. And okay. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not trying to be mean or it, but they were obviously some sort of Asian, didn't speak English.
Okay.
But they were parked in front of like the only spot on the sidewalk in which you could drive up.
Okay.
So like their car was in front of this outside of a hotel.
Okay.
In Vegas. And I'm like, hey, you got to move this. And she starts screaming at me because she doesn't speak English. And I obviously don't speak whatever it is she speaks.
Right.
There's a language barrier. So I'm trying to like mime. I'll be real with you right now. And I understand this is radio, but mime how you would show someone to move their car.
Like this. I would do a driving motion. Uh-huh. I'd point at them and go, do this. Can everybody see this?
Yeah.
Do this.
Okay. That's maybe a little bit. I just slapped her car. I'm like, move, move.
You how would you not know the word move at least?
Who knows?
Although if
then
I were,
again, I don't know the word move in Mandarin.
I was gonna say if I went to another country, I wouldn't know. In Mexico, I would know what they were saying.
I could take
Spanish.
The general direction of people flailing their arms about.
Yeah, if someone pointed at my car and then pointed somewhere else, I'd be like, oh, I need to move.
Well, because honestly, I was getting upset because my mom is sitting there in her wheelchair.
Right.
In traffic,
right.
Because she can't get out of the road because this moron parked their car in front of the only handicap ramp around.
And they weren't handicapped or anything.
Hell no.
Oh, that'll send me Red Ross in a second. Well, let's see that.
So like I was getting upset and Andrea is, you know, trying to calm me down, but I blew right past her.
Your wife seen it before.
Much like a stop sign on the back highways of you know where's, you just blow right through it.
Yeah.
And I'm yelling at this guy. He's yelling back at me. Now, I don't know if he's saying I'm sorry. I don't know if he's telling me to go to hell. Whatever. Yeah. But we're screaming at each other. And honestly, people started like walking by and like could tell what was going wrong.
Yeah.
And like trying to tell them, you need to move your car. And this guy's like being defiant about it.
Now he's being a jerk for the sake of being a jerk.
And I almost had that moment where you've heard about it. You know, the mother lifts the car off the baby. I was about to pick up this Toyota Corolla and flip it in a fit of rage.
That would have ruined all your momentum of anger because then you're like,
you move it. I'll move it.
I'm just showing you what could happen if you don't move this car.
As I blast a double hernia on the spot.
Little help.
Mom, get out of the wheelchair. Daddy needs it. Shove her to the ground.
Well, that sucks, man. That sucks that that happened.
I mean, they did end up moving it, but it just goes to show you sometimes like how people don't realize like their awareness. You don't, and trust me, I am 100% guilty of it at times. Like, you don't understand like wheelchair accessibility and things like that of people who can like block it. And when you're in a wheelchair, it can be tough to get around some place, especially older places, like newer places and stuff like that are much more handicap accessible.
Right.
But like stuff that was built back in the 70s or something like that, you know, they put on like one wheelchair ramp and flicked cigarettes at them. Yeah. It was just, it was a little hectic in this one, but that's all right. You know what? I'm proud of myself.
You held it together.
As I told Andrew.
You didn't cause an international incident.
You know, Matt, sometimes it's embarrassing when you yell at people. I was like, did I hit anybody?
Yeah.
I'm growing as a person.
May I say something?
Yeah.
We need you.
Thank you.
The world, I need you. Because I would just let everyone walk all over me and just not say anything. Like, I know. Here's the thing I know when I'm hanging out with you, Wood. We're going to get results. If something's wrong, we're going to get results.
Right.
Because you're not afraid to speak up. And I admire that about you, my friend.
And my thing is, I'm like, I'm not going to be a jerk to someone just to, because I asked nicely at first. I'm like, hey, can you guys move this? My mother's in traffic. She needs to get out of it. All of a sudden, they start yelling and screaming.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You want to take it up to, you guys want level 9?
You
want to
get nuts?
I live on level nine of anger. Let's get wild.
They've never seen the vanilla gorilla.
Exactly. You guys wanted to smoke? Let's go. But it's just one of those things of I just tried to be aware of that kind of stuff. And
absolutely. It's tough. I the thing that bugs me the most is like when people will pull into a handicapped spot and they're not technically parked there because their car is still running or whatever and they're dropping. That almost makes me more angry than anything. It's like, why do you think that just because your car is running, it's okay for you to be in the handicapped spot?
Well, and that's the tough, because especially with my mom's ramp, you know, you need like the special
space,
spots and
people
that don't park right. You're right. Honest to God, I was once working the bar back when I was a bouncer, and this guy pulled up front to use the Wi-Fi and put his in a handicapped spot. And the officer I was working with said, that ain't going to happen. Walked over and gave him a $500 ticket.
Ooh, that's a steep one, man.
Yeah, hey, you know what? If you park in a handicapped spot and you aren't handicapped,
$500 might not even be enough.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. $500 seems a little light, to be quite honest with you.
Nah, I'm so happy to be back. I know we were having some technical difficulties last week with the way the show was running. I tried to come in and fix it. I don't think I did.
Nonsense. So, I believe you.
Depending on where you're listening right now, we maybe were completely missing for an entire week, which I'm sure was just... I'm sure
heaven on earth.
I'm sure the streets were in an uproar over that one. But Mr. Wood, you were in Los Vegas.
Yes,
out there with your parents, working on. Did you get any gambling in, or was it all?
Work? No, I took a beating, but that's fine. I did get to go to a Stanley Cup Finals, which is something I got to mark off my list.
That's cool as hell.
I have been very lucky to go to a ton of sporting events.
Right.
The ones I have been missing was an NHL Finals. A Super Bowl is obviously on there.
Right.
But, you know, I've been to World Series. I've been to a lot of cool things. So NHL Finals, I will say this. Now, I know this is sacrilege to say in the great state of Minnesota and, you know, the great up Midwest.
Yeah.
Where hockey matters so much.
Yes.
I am not a gigantic hockey fan.
It's okay.
I respect how fantastic, especially like college hockey, I really enjoy.
Right.
But I've been to a Minnesota Wild game. I've been to other hockey arenas. I went to one in Las Vegas. That is as close as to being at a rave on meth as you can possibly get.
Was there Molly available at the concession stand?
It was absolute insane. So, like, I've watched it on TV before where I've heard, like, the commentators talk about, like, how much extra it can be in Vegas.
I've heard that, too.
With, like, the crowd, and there's music going all the time. They're always asking, you know, for people to make noise. And I'll give that crowd credit.
Yeah.
They constantly make noise.
And you, well, I guess if it's the Stanley Cup Finals, it's not just Las Vegas residents there. Is it mostly?
It's mostly Vegas.
Because I wouldn't think that they'd even appreciate hockey there. Like, it's not, like, here hockey is a way of life.
Right.
So I wouldn't even think that they would really appreciate it much there.
But here's the thing, is Vegas did not have any sports teams because of gambling.
Okay.
So like,
That would make sense.
Because of the gambling, you could not have a professional sports team in Nevada for a long time.
Okay.
They then repealed that. They then got the Knights. That town is insane, over the top in love with the Vegas Golden Knights. Like, you see Vegas Knights crap everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, my parents even have it on their license plate. Like, my parents aren't hockey people. They have gotten into it.
That's cool.
And now, of course, they have the Raiders there, and they're getting the A's. That just got announced, like, in the past month.
Oh, dang. So they're going to have all of them, then.
So they're very quickly going to have it all. Well, let me tell you, this was insanity. But again, I've been to a lot of sporting events. I've never been to an event with, there's
what made it insane?
Just A, there's music going 24/7.
Right.
I mean, it is just like, there's like, before the game, they have like a 15 minutes quick mix.
Oh,
of like
are they hiring? Dance
music. Yeah, dude, it honestly, God, it felt like a Kelly Jordan DJ'd event. The crowds are awesome. I do think it's cool, like, to have, like, the showgirls with the big headdresses.
Oh, that's neat.
All, like, going up and down the aisles. It's just, it's really cool.
It's a spectacle.
It's honest to God, it's like a carnival and a hockey game broke out. And so it was really cool. Of course, I go to one of the games that has, I think they set, like, the NHL Finals record for the most penalty minutes in a game. It was super
chippy. What does that mean? Like, the star players weren't playing or what?
No. Like, everyone was getting in penalties. There was a bunch of fights and pushing and game misconducts. It was a fun game to be at. But we left early because the Strip, I don't know if no one's going to know this, but they're like doing like road construction. So up here in the Midwest, we know this. Yeah. When it's summertime and road construction, it's a mess on the Strip.
Yeah.
So it was tough. So we left a little early to get out of there, but it was really fun to be around. And if you are a hockey fan, which I know there's a million of them, and you make the trip to Vegas, trust me, you may want to make Golden Knights a stop because it is a spectacle.
I've heard a lot of people say that. One of the radio shows I listen to, the host is a huge hockey guy. Mm-hmm. And he was even saying that. He was saying that there's nothing like it that you've ever seen in a hockey game.
It's constant.
That's cool, though.
Like, there's no moments where you just like settle down, like kind of talk with people around. Like, you can't hear the people next to you.
That would be my kind of hockey game. That would keep me entertained.
It almost felt like a football game to me. That's like cool. a high impact football game, but hockey, there's no downtime, so it's just constantly. It was really cool. I'm glad I got to do it. And that was probably one of the highlights of my trip. You know, the rest of the time we're hooking up handicap vans and stuff like that.
That's tough.
Hey, you know what? You got to do. You got to take care of your parents. You know, hell, they took care of me for how long? And
yeah,
got to pay it back a little
bit. Longer than they probably should have.
Oh,
had to.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about, because my cousin went with me to help out a little bit as well, who I love to death. She's practically my sister. And we were, you know how it gets when you get around family, you go with the way back stories.
Right.
And there was one story I was talking about, how I woke up and, my brother was in trouble. And my cousin kind of turned me, how old were you? I was 24. I kind of thought to myself, living at home, waking up at like 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. I was like, woo. I may have been a loser for quite some time.
Hindsight is always 20/20.
Let's put that mirror away. I don't need that self-reflection today.
I got a million of those stories where I look back and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
loser.
What are you going to do?
Well, I had a super chill week while we were gone. I came in here and worked, just did some housekeeping stuff around here that we need to get done. I took my son to see Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, I'm excited to see that.
Dude, I fell asleep. That is the longest friggin' movie I've ever... Even my son was like, when is this movie going to end? For the love of God, end this thing already.
Really?
I think it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes long. The animation, off the charts. Like, that kept me entertained. I was like, that is how they did the animation in that is amazing.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, I was like... And maybe because I'm not a comic book guy.
Could be.
I was just like, Lord have mercy, could this movie end soon, please?
The first Spider-Verse I thought was one of the best movies.
So did I. Me and my son both loved it. Me and Vincent both loved it. This one I was like, oh, this is so boring.
I was super excited. I waited to watch two movies on the flight. I watched Creed 3 flying out to Vegas. Really enjoyed it.
I want to see that.
I watched John Wick 4 coming back. I was bummed.
Turd?
I don't know. And I love the John Wick movies. The fourth one did not do it for me. In fact, I fell asleep.
Well, that's okay on a plane. Falling asleep. I fell asleep in the movie theater with my son. And then I tried to like hide it like,
yeah, Spider-Man's great.
I took him fishing, too.
Hey.
I was like, hey, let's get up early Saturday and go fishing. We got like nothing.
Mm.
I suck at, how do you suck at fishing?
I'm right there with you.
I don't know where to go. Mm. I was like, because kids, they don't care about the size of the fish. They just want to keep pulling them out of the water.
Yeah.
I could not get on the fish, I think, as the kids say.
Yeah.
And I was just like, golly, he's never going to want to go with me again now. Because we just sat out there and it was just crickets.
Well, just take him out again, though. Keep doing it.
But for me, it was fun. Like, me and him got up early. Yeah. You know, it was cool. But
keep taking him, man. That's all that matters. You're spending some time with him.
I hope so. Anyway, but your trip sounds a lot more wild than my time away was.
Well, that part of it definitely was.
I forgot to pull up the
days in history.
Yeah, so do you want to do some history?
Come on, now.
It was on this day all the way back in 1839, Wood. The baseball was invented.
Ah, look at that.
The actual ball was invented on this day in 1839. I would have thought it had been in like the 1700s.
Yeah, well, you wonder what the hell that ball was.
Probably a sheep's bladder or something.
Yeah, something like that.
A cow testicle. Who knows
that's what they call a football a pigskin because it was used to be made of actual pig skin.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure. They had leather back in 1839.
And it was called raw hide, so I'm guessing it was the animal skin of something.
Yeah, so it was back in 1839.
Okay.
It was on this day in 1987, one of the most classic quotes of all time.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Ronald Reagan publicly challenged Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall.
Okay.
That's some of the coolest footage ever, man. When that thing started coming down and families like being reunited after, you know, 50 years or whatever it was that they were separated. Wait, that's not right.
It was something like that.
It was a lot of years.
Well, and of course we have, you know, Sandro, our German intern here.
Yeah.
He literally knew family members that lived on opposite sides of the wall. And he's told us before, like, how drastic the difference was.
Right.
We see it with North Korea and South Korea.
Yeah. And he said that that's the way it is over there.
Mm.
It's nuts, man. Also, on this day in history, back in 1994.
The country learned that Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend, Ron Goldman, had been brutally murdered.
That was a crazy time. So that means we're coming up on the car chase. That's got to be in the next day or so here.
It's soon. Because remember, it went down during the NBA Finals. It was the Rockets and I want to say the Knicks. And I remember watching that. And they literally put the game, you know, the picture in picture.
Yeah.
They put the game in the small picture.
Right, to watch the Bronco.
Like, people won't be able to understand. This was before 24-hour news. In fact, a lot of people believe that this trial that would be coming up invented the 24-hour news cycle, and especially court TV.
Yeah.
Because what would happen, we'd watch all day, and then at night, we spend hours with hearing talking heads breaking down what we watched during the day. It was a totally surreal event.
That's crazy. I remember that when 9/11 happened. I remember that was one of the only times that I sat and watched the news nonstop.
You couldn't stop.
For days and days. Yeah. And it was almost that same thing with the OJ. The OJ trial, I remember I was going to school. I don't know if I ever told you this. I went to school for HVAC.
There's a rumor.
And when I was doing that, that's when the trial was on. And like everybody was just hovered around the TV in like the commons area watching it.
It was really you remember where you were event.
Yeah. Celebrating birthdays today. I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with a closure. Chris Young celebrating a birthday today.
Man, my wife would leave me for a heartbeat for him.
Add him to the list.
He's got a good voice, too.
No, he's got a great voice.
I'm going to say he's 40 today.
You're a little bit high on that one. Chris Young today is turning the ripe old age of 38.
Damn it.
One of the most
younger than me, any more successful?
I don't.
Come on.
I don't even watch sports that much. Mm-hmm. But man, this voice, and I don't know, the crowd is so loud in this clip I grabbed. I don't know if you'll be able to hear, but one of the most noticeable, recognizable voices in sports.
Here comes Charles, got the step and spots one move and counts in the foul. He beat LeBron James with that quick step.
Marv Albert, who I think perfected the being hype on the microphone but not being obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when I do watch sports now, there's a lot of people trying to make highlight reel clips and stuff.
Yeah.
And so they're a little bit obnoxious, but...
Of course, his son got into it. His son is the one calling the NHL finals.
Oh, okay. Well, how old is Marv Albert today?
I know he's up there because he kind of got in trouble there a little bit. He's going to be, I'm going to say 82.
Ah, you're right on the nose with that one. I knew you would be.
Come on.
And of course, if it's your birthday today, we want to wish you a happy birthday as well.